Good afternoon. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine. It is currently 75 in Fairfield. We're looking for a high around 80 today. Chance for showers. We'll have more on that after the news. In local news, a Fairfield man has been jailed on charges he beat his 7-week-old daughter. 28-year-old Shannon L. Cohn was taken into custody Thursday on preliminary charges of aggravated domestic battery and child endangerment. The case came to light on Friday when Fairfield City Police received a call from the emergency room at Fairfield Memorial Hospital that an infant had been brought in for treatment of multiple bruises. City Police say that Cohn's sister had been babysitting the child, noticed the injuries, and took her to the hospital. After interviews with authorities, Cohn was taken into custody Thursday afternoon and lodged in the Wayne County Jail. The child has been treated at the hospital and released to relatives. Officials with the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services are also involved in the investigation. WFIW News Time is 12:16.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White Counties. We're continuing to expand by welcoming family nurse practitioner Kristen Betts at our McLeansboro Family Clinic location at 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro. Kristen will provide full-range family care, including women and children's health care and DOT physicals. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. To schedule an appointment, call 618-643-2988.
Smart grocery shoppers know the place to save is Little Giant Grocery Outlet in Carmine. This week you'll find pork steak only $1.39 a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breast just $1.49 a pound. Best choice vegetables, select varieties, 15-ounce can, 49 cents. Best choice sugar, 4-pound bag, $1.79. And Prairie Farms 2% milk, 1/2 gallon for $1.79. Save on all this and more at Little Giant Grocery Outlet on Outer West Main in Carmine, where the giant stands high in the sky.
Kincaid's and Carhartt go together like hammers and nails, shoes and socks, dogs and bones, George and paint, and Leroy and plumbing. October is Carhartt month at Kincaid's. Kincaid's has a massive stock of Carhartt clothing and accessories for men and women. Keep your Kincaid's Carhartt receipt, drop your name in the entry box, and you can win half off your Carhartt purchase at Kincaid's. You can win a $1,000 shopping spree also when you drop your name in that box too at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
A Fairfield man has been jailed on charges he sexually assaulted a local woman. Jerry W. Powell, 24, has been jailed on a felony charge of criminal sexual assault. According to Fairfield City Police, the alleged sexual assault happened in the early morning hours of Sunday, October 18th, at a home in the 900 block of Leroy Avenue in Fairfield. The alleged victim was taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital, where she was treated and released. Police investigated the case and took Powell into custody on Wednesday at a home in the 600 block of Laurel Street. In Fairfield, Powell remains in the Wayne County Jail pending the filing of formal charges and the setting of bond. 23-year-old Emily Jo Duckworth of West Drive in Carmine was arrested Thursday on a charge of retail theft under $300. She is accused of shoplifting a quantity of paint with glitter. She was booked at the City County Jail pending the posting of bond. Teams from the Illinois Emergency Management Agency continue their two-state search for a missing steel canister containing radioactive material. Wayne County Well Servicing Incorporated of Fairfield reported the device missing a week ago. The radioactive oil well logging source holder is silver in color, 12 inches high, 14 inches in diameter, and weighs about 75 pounds. We are now using crews with radiation detection equipment to search the roads the company may have traveled to reach a job site, said IEMA spokesman Patty Thompson. We have pulled the company's records to narrow the search area, but it still includes 16 counties in Illinois and two in Indiana. Thompson said radiation detectors have been deployed around every oil well site the company has serviced in the past several weeks with no results. We have sent out notices to all area scrap yards and landfills to be on the lookout for the canister, Thompson said. We are still hopeful that someone will find the device and call law enforcement. The device is licensed by the Illinois Emergency Management Agency through an agreement with the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The NRC has joined the investigation because the device may have gone missing in Gibson or Pike counties in Indiana. Indiana does not have an agreement with the NRC to license radioactive devices. Officials with IEMA said that no enforcement has been taken against Wayne Cutty Wells Survey at this time, adding that their investigation is active and ongoing. The company could be assessed a civil penalty of $10,000 per day, Thompson said. At this time, their operating license has not been suspended. The locked steel canister, which houses the well logging source holder, was last known to be in a custom oil well logging truck. The container is labeled on two sides as DOT Radioactive Yellow 2 with the radiation trefoil symbol. The inner source holder is 4 inches long and 2 inches wide and is labeled as Danger Radioactive Material Do Not Handle Notify Civil Authorities. Anyone finding the device should contact their nearest law enforcement agency. WFIW News Time is 12:21.
Spooktacular savings are at Eubinger's Furniture Company. For a limited time with a purchase, pick a ghost and receive a discount of up to 50% off your purchase. Plus, with approved credit, pay no interest till next year. See store for details. That makes these ghoulish deals too good to pass up. Now you can get all that new furniture and bedding you've been wanting with these spooktacular savings. Only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth a drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Pat Garrett here with John Hosselton of Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. John, when someone chooses cremation, can family and friends still have a celebration of life?
Cremation gives you many options. You may want a full service funeral, including a viewing, or you may want a memorial service to be held afterwards at any time. The most important thing is to meet with me in advance and make your arrangements. For more information, call John Hosselton at Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney at 673-2131, an affiliate of Keystone America, Inc.
The number of inmates at a Southern Illinois work camp that Governor Bruce Rauner said he planned to close has dropped considerably. According to the Illinois Department of Corrections, the Hardin County work camp had 85 inmates as of Monday. That's down from more than 260 in January. Rauner announced plans to close the work camp in June because of state budget problems. Population drawdown is due to new inmates not being assigned to the camp. Democratic State Senator Gary Forby said closing the camp would take jobs out of Southern Illinois. Rauner spokeswoman Catherine Kelly said camp employees would be allowed to transfer to Shawnee or Vienna correctional centers. Corrections spokeswoman Nicole Wilson said inmate populations are also down at other work camps. Yesterday at noon, the Fairfield Rotary Club had David Doherty, president and CEO of the Banker Group, as their guest speaker. The Banker Group is one of the largest independently owned broker-dealers in the United States and works primarily with financial institutions in the implementation of investment and asset liability strategies. Doherty spoke on the history of the Federal Reserve and the impact they had on the financial crises of 1929, 1987, 2001, and 2008. He also discussed the state of the current economy and how the Fed is responding. Rotarian Mike Copeland arranged for the program. Fairfield Memorial Hospital and Dr. Patrick and Jessica Molt are hosting a fundraiser today for Marilyn White, a longtime Fairfield Memorial Hospital employee whose home and contents recently suffered fire and smoke damage. A bake sale started at 9 this morning. A silent auction will run until 2. And there will be a cookout at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Pork burgers, brats, hot dogs, and potato soup will all be available for purchase along Dr. Scranton Memorial Drive, as well as in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital cafeteria. The bake sale and silent auction is in the hallway near the front entrance of the hospital. The silent auction will feature artwork and decorations designed by Marilyn White, homemade pies made by Alma Smith, and several other items. Silent auction bidding closes at 2, and all proceeds from the fundraiser will go toward helping Marilyn White during this time of need. Anyone wishing to donate a baked good or silent auction item should bring them to the hospital. Northside and Center Street Schools will be holding parent-teacher conferences Wednesday, October 28th from 3 to 7, and Thursday, October 29th from 3 to 6:30. School will dismiss early on both days. School will not be in session on Friday, October the 30th. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Price being paid for local crude oil is $38.50. That's up 25 cents from yesterday. Right now on the Mercantile Exchange, crude oil is going for $44.77, and that is down 61 cents so far today. Now time to check the stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is now at 17,587. That's up 98. NASDAQ at 50.15. That's up 95. And December crude oil again at 44.77. That's down 61 cents. Turning now to area deaths, 66-year-old Bone Gap resident Karen Rankin Bunting died Monday at her home. She had been a CAN at Rest Haven Manor and had worked at Champion Laboratories. Survivors included daughter Tanya Angel of Bone Gap, four brothers Dennis Rankin of Grayville, Michael Rankin of Grayville, Timothy Rankin and Patrick Rankin, all of Grayville, a sister Kathy Rankin of Ellery, two grandchildren and two great-grandchildren also survived. Funeral services for Karen Rankin Bunting will be at 1 o'clock Friday at the Nails Funeral Home in Albion. Burial will be in the Springerton Cemetery. Visitation is from 11 o'clock, or as today, until the funeral time at 1 o'clock at the Nails Funeral Home in Albion. Cletus Zumbelin, 80, of Dietrich, passed away Thursday morning at his home. Funeral arrangements are pending at the Meyer Funeral Home in Dietrich. 60-year-old George W. Luthy of Bloomington died Wednesday at his home. He worked for the last 15 years in the insurance business, where he most recently started his own insurance reinspection business. He received his associate's degree in agricultural mechanics from Wamash Valley Junior College and his bachelor's degree in agriculture business economics from SIU Carbondale. After college, he worked in seed production, including agriculture training in the Ukraine. Surviving are his wife, Julie Luthy of Bloomington, a daughter, Lacey Deezer of Oswego, a son, John Luthy of Downs, siblings, Roberta Brown of Indianapolis, James Luthy of Lawrenceville, Mike Luthy of West Salem, Margaret Jane Bringa of Waukesha, Wisconsin, and Robin Eckel of Noble. He was a doting grandfather to his four grandchildren, Jackson and Mackenzie Deeser, Avery Moody, and Jens Luthy. He also is survived by several nieces and nephews. A celebration of life service for George Luthy will be at 2 o'clock Sunday at the College Park Christian Church in Normal. An additional celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock on Monday at the Little Wabash United Methodist Church in West Salem. Cremation rites have been accorded. Interment will be in the Little Wabash Cemetery in West Salem. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the Shriners Hospital or Barnes Jewish Hospital. Former Dahlgren resident Joanne Hart died September 27th in Santa Barbara, California. Survivors include two brothers, David and wife Ruthaline Hart of Dahlgren, and Roger and wife Viola Hart of Worth, Illinois, a sister Evelyn Hart of Burbank, California, two nephews, Daryl Hart of Dahlgren and his girlfriend Sue Elliott of Mount Vernon, and Rodney and wife Peggy Hart of Lyle, Illinois, two nieces, Susan and husband Bob Bolts of Worth, Illinois, and Susan and wife David Orr of Burbank, California, a great-niece and nephew, Annie and Alexander Hart of Lyle, Illinois, and special friends Janet, John, and Casey McCann, all of Burbank, California. Graveside memorial services for Joanne Hart will be at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Dahlgren Oddfellow Cemetery. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until the service time tomorrow at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren, which is in charge of all of the arrangements. 86-year-old Ridgeway resident Leroy Venters died October 19th in the St. Mary's Medical Center in Evansville. A native of Mill Shoals, he worked as a lineman in sawmills and oil fields and drove a semi. Survivors include his wife, Joanne, Two children, Danny Venters and Roberta Funkhauser. Five grandchildren, Treva Bandy, Stephanie Disney, Brent Venters, Chris Funkhauser, and Chad Venters. Eight great-grandchildren also survive. A brother, Bill Venters, and sister, Mary Dagley, Jean Taylor, and Ann Sarks, along with many nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Leroy Venters will be at 10 a.m. Saturday at the Cox and Sons Funeral Home in Ridgeway. Burial will be in the Jackson Cemetery near Ridgeway. Visitation is tonight from 4 to 7 at the Cox and Son Funeral Home in Ridgeway. 97-year-old Jeff resident Norma E. Straub died Saturday at Jenny Stewart Medical Center in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. For the past 4 years, she's been a resident of Brookstone Estates. Survivors include her son, John M. Straub of Jeff, sister Ruby Chloe Courtright of Fairfield, 11 grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Norma E. Straub will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation is from noon until the time of the service. Burial will be in the Besto Cemetery at Jeff. In lieu of flowers, it is requested that memorials be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital or the Jeff Outreach Ministries or the Jeff Rureton Club or a charitable organization of the donor's choice and will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. You've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center. WFIW News Time is 12:31.
My name is Kim Romani. I put my heart and soul into this because it's about the patient. What we try to make it is your medical home. Home is where you can feel safe, you can feel warm, and you can feel loved. We have great providers. To be a patient here at Christopher Rural Health Planning Corporation, any one of our 13 sites, our belief is there is no income, no age, and no residency restriction to become a patient. We turn away no one. We accept everyone here. We are community-based, community-served, and we take community pride in what we do.
The most beautiful way to say I love you, a diamond from Jackson Jewelers in Mount Vernon. For your engagement, for your anniversary, a diamond says it all without saying a word. Many styles to choose from, including round or princess cut. Jackson Jewelers has the diamond to make her eyes sparkle and her heart melt. Plus, receive 12 months no interest financing with approved credit. For the love of your life at the moment of a lifetime, it must be a diamond from Jackson Jewelers. For over 86 years, 3002 Broadway in the Gallery, Mount Vernon.
The WFIW 104.9 forecast for today, cloudy skies, a 30% chance for showers and a high today of 80. 50% chance for showers tonight with a low of 65, and for tomorrow, showers are likely with a low of 72. Outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, sunny skies on Sunday, Sunday's high 65, sunny skies on Monday, Monday's high 65, and a chance for showers on Tuesday, Tuesday's high will be around 65. Yesterday in Fairfield, the high temperature was 86. The overnight low has been 50, and it is currently 75 in Fairfield. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine.